The research group is called TRIP, and Associate Director Carolyn Boniface-Kelly says their latest report on Wisconsin roads finds 56% of the major roads in the Milwaukee urban area are in poor or mediocre condition. This means they're full of potholes, cracks, and ruts. Kelly says Milwaukee drivers certainly realize the roads are a mess.
What I'm sure that they probably didn't realize is that costs them to the tune of $2,100 each year and $6 billion statewide.
Those costs come in the form of repairs, wrecks, wasted gas, and time spent stuck in traffic.
So here in the Milwaukee area, the average driver loses 38 hours each year as a result of being stuck in congestion. So they're spending almost a full working week staring at the brake lights ahead of them.
Steve Boss of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce says that's not just bad for individual drivers, that's bad for business.
Our mission is to create a globally competitive economy in an innovation age, and we are not able to do that. We are not able to remain competitive or become more competitive and grow our economy without an efficient and effective system of roads and highways. And it's a problem that can't be ignored.
In fact, Boss says lawmakers in Madison need to pony up hundreds of millions of dollars more to repair, maintain, and perhaps improve the state's 112,000 miles of public roads and highways. Boss says the state may have to increase vehicle registration fees. He says Governor Walker may also have to rethink something he's pledged not to do, increase the gas tax. Another controversial option for generating revenue, toll roads.
I'm not saying that all the options are going to be preferred in the end and that there's going to be consensus around, but we have to have this discussion, and I think it's irresponsible to leave various options off the table as we start that discussion.
Rather than increase taxes and fees, the state legislature approved a plan to borrow up to $850 million to pay for transportation projects during the current biennial budget. Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.